Blog Talk Radio.
Go!
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Sad news this week, as KISS has canceled all their meet and greets because of the coronavirus. God damn it, coronavirus, you're ruining this for all of us.
I mean, it made money, but...
1, 2, 3. Check, check, 1, 2. Check, check, check.
I need more rope here.
Okay, so let me switch this.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, they showed this girl being daggered off the stage here.
Check, 1, 2. Does everybody hear in their headphones?
Yes.
Rob?
Yeah, I hear.
Should I post posts?
Yeah, post them.
Okay, Darren talking to the mic.
1, 2, 1, 2. I don't hear myself. 1, 2,
Darren's
1, 2.
Pretty loud. It's kind of...
I hear zero.
In the room.
Okay.
1, 1, 2, 2. Nope, I hear nothing. I hear that like a hiss, but I don't hear it myself. Hello, now I hear it. Okay, good.
Okay.
Too loud?
No, it's good now. It's good.
Good for me. Excellent.
Oh, who cares? I didn't read comics when I was a kid. I read the newspaper. Go!
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Sad news this week, as KISS has canceled all their meet and greets because of the coronavirus. God damn it, coronavirus, you're ruining this for all of us. Think of all the other diseases the scumbags in KISS could be catching at these meet and greets that they won't be now. What a waste. Anyway, the Metal Injection Live cast starts now.
Gene Simmons is probably like Mr. Burns. He just has all the diseases and they're canceling them out. All of them are canceling each other out. Even the Coronas? Even the Heinekens. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Ringworm Rabbi here with Necrotizing Festesis Noah, Scarlet Fever Sydney, and Dementia Darren Delgado. Jeez. We have a great show for you.
I'm the oldest? Is that why?
It starts with a D. Would you rather have been diabetes, Darren Delgado?
I mean, that's also an old thing. I may match
not necessarily.
I may have an opportunity to match with the president no matter who wins if a certain guy runs against Trump.
Well, we have a lovely show for you today, and you could be a part of it by dialing 213-WIDE-NUT. That's
213-943-3688.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
213-943-3688.
Noah doesn't have dementia.
Either that or she learned to recite that robotic.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I might have a little bit of dementia. I feel like I'm going to have dementia in the future.
Why do you say
Alzheimer's?
That?
Because it runs in my family.
Oh, really?
So, and I'm already exhibiting signs.
What kind of signs?
Forgetfulness, like absent-mindedness.
I think everyone has that from time to time. That's
I walk into the wall a couple of times.
The wall. Which wall would that be? That may be concerning. What, at work or here or what?
Do you think you are the table?
I am the table.
No, like seriously.
I am the root.
Seriously, I want to hear about this wall incident. What happened?
No, I'm just kidding.
I think that's just what she told the people at the emergency room to not arouse suspicion.
All right.
Like you also do the jujitsu. You've probably taken blows to the head from that.
They don't strike, Sid. Remember, they don't strike at all.
But when they throw you to the mat, do you ever hit your head?
No, I learned how to defend my head.
Never had one slip.
It never happens.
In the beginning,
okay.
Like once.
There you go.
Maybe that's why you're walking into walls.
Nah.
Okay. So what would be something that you would think would you have early onset Alzheimer's?
Oh, no, because it runs in my family. Like, my grandparents had it.
Oh, okay.
All of them?
Like, two of them.
Damn.
That's half.
Yeah.
The two that were married or one from each set?
Actually, just one had it. See, I'm already...
Oh, my God.
You have reverse Alzheimer's. You're remembering things that didn't happen. You're over-remembering.
Isn't that dementia?
Sure.
Something.
It's no dementia. And maybe you're right, because Joe Biden might have that. Maybe there was no corn pop. And he just remembered...
That's actually Noah's grandpa.
Listen, you're full of shit.
That's true. He
That's
did
he
yell at
today.
People at that. He was yelling about at union workers, right?
They can handle it. They're tough.
Maybe he imagined corn pop as a manifestation of the way that he fucked over black people in this country.
Oh, boy.
Wait, can you explain that? Like, I just saw the headline that he yelled at someone over like gun rights or something.
Yeah, well, so he's been touring. He was touring a factory in Michigan, I'm assuming, and then a union worker there stopped him, and he had a prepared like. Standoff thing, but it was about gun rights.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And
I didn't hear the whole context to this. I just saw him say.
So he was this guy, this union guy, was saying all this stuff about gun rights, and how he wants to something about, I believe, banning automatic rifles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait. So the guy was against the banning of the rifles?
He's pro-gun, yes. He's pro-Second Amendment, quote-unquote. And then, so he says, here, I think I have the clip pulled up. But he basically just responds, like his immediate response to this guy's statement is, you're full of shit.
Yeah, that part I saw. I just saw, it's the clip I saw, he just starts with, you're full of shit.
Yeah, that's how he starts. That's his first.
I didn't hear the guy ask the question.
Do you think he's trying to be like sensational, like Trump?
No, I think he's out of his fucking mind.
I believe he's being positioned as not Trump,
but
right.
He's anti-malarkey. So this guy gave him some malarkey, and he called him on the malarkey. That's all. No malarkey, Rob. Come on. Are you pro malarkey?
If it's against Joe Biden, I'm pro malarkey. 100%.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Joe Biden has fish butt?
Oh.
We didn't talk about that either.
We'll get to that.
I can't load the audio, but
I only just today learned that fish butt is a thing.
Yeah.
What is fish butt? You want to elaborate?
Yeah,
moments
us.
Before the show, we learned this.
So Rob's dog, Little Babka.
Baby Babka.
She was in the studio kitchen, and Darren very confidently walked by. She didn't like it. She started barking at him. Mm-hmm. And then we came into the podcast studio and, you know, like shut the door and everything. And all of a sudden it smelled like fish. So Rob asked if a fish truck went by. But that wasn't it. It was.
Well, I really said close your legs, Noah. Jeez.
No, you didn't.
Wow.
You're not.
You
thought
it. He thought it.
No, I didn't say that at all. I didn't
big
say
man
that.
On the radio cast. Yeah.
Jock.
Oh!
So fish butt is what happens...
Is that the technical term?
So Noah, our veterinary, claims that this is, in fact, a case of fish butt. What is fish butt?
Fish butt happens when a dog gets scared and, like, their butt sprays this, like, oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, supposed to be a repellent, so it's like skunk juice.
It's working.
Yeah, except we're not
walking
out of the room.
Here.
It's very butty.
So because she got scared of Darren, so usually it's like they need to get their anal glands expressed, and that happens for most dogs when they poop. Some of them need help from the vet, so they need to like get the juice pushed out. Otherwise, it just smells like that all the time.
The other thing that dogs do to relieve their anal glands is they drag their ass on the carpet. I don't know. That's a common thing. People don't know why
cats
they do
too.
It.
Yeah.
The anal gland thing.
That's a little itchy,
sometimes
yeah.
does it if he has a piece of poop stuck on his butt. It's like wiping for him.
Yeah. Babka's done that as well. Yep. But outside.
Oh, you don't want that outside.
There's
like
mean?
A piece of broken glass.
Yeah. Oh, she'll bring
just
some Corona.
Her asshole open.
Wasn't that a Cannibal Corpse?
She's actually pretty conscious of like avoiding glass
she knows
and
her
rocks.
Body.
Yeah.
She knows her body. Does she know the sidewalk?
Yeah, she sees.
She can look.
Yeah. Mm. Canine anal glands sliced with broken glass.
That's
real.
Sean's new band.
I've always been worried that she would slice herself because people are so fucking gross and indiscriminate with throwing glass bottles on the ground. And I never really noticed it until I got a dog. But she's really good at avoiding it. Toy. She hasn't.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it with their four legs. Bruno also, he steps. Like it looks like he's about to step on it, even like poop or glass. It looks like he's about to step on it, but he always just like slightly misses it. And I'm just watching like.
Today's my actually 2-year adoptiversary of getting Bopper, which is very exciting.
She gifted you with fish butt.
Yeah.
She sprayed you.
Gave me some fish butt.
We must be coming up to the second anniversary of you getting her back again.
Thanks for bringing that up, Darren. Jeez Louise. She's probably
you got her back. We can joke about it now.
Still hurts his feelings.
When is it up and up?
I think, honestly, you can take pride in the fact that you haven't lost her.
Toy.
It's true. And also, I assume by this point, she knows her way back home.
That's good.
So yeah.
she
might get run over still.
Home.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And you're mad at me.
I've thought about it.
Bringing
up
saying
a horrible story in my neighborhood this week.
Oh.
I told Rob about it. This guy was walking his dog. This was Thursday night. I saw the cops like blocked off the intersection on my way back from here.
So tonight we did the show. We did the show Thursday last week.
So the guy's walking his dog, and it's like sort of near, there's like a highway on ramp, off ramp, like a block away from there. Mm-hmm. So there's always people like speeding, running lights to get on the highway quicker.
Can we say what neighborhood?
Bay Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's walking his dog, and a guy turns the corner and is speeding and hits the guy, kills the guy, hits the dog too. The dog doesn't die, but the dog is now covered in its owner's blood.
Oh.
It runs 10 blocks all the way back to its building where it finally collapses.
The
wife of the guy comes outside, sees the dog covered in blood with like a broken pelvis and leg.
Oh.
And that's how the wife found out that her husband was in an accident, and then she found out that he died.
Brutal.
And of course, the driver was a 19-year-old in a luxury vehicle.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. But yeah, my neighborhood is the worst. Like, nobody knows how to drive there. People just, stop signs aren't a thing. It's fucked up.
And also, I feel like your neighborhood is notorious for the double park. And sometimes
there's a lot of that
park.
Triple park, yeah. Poor
which
Justin Brannon.
Insane.
He has so many issues.
That's how I found out what happened.
Too.
He tweeted that out.
Oh. He was the dog owner?
No.
Come on.
He's the councilman.
He is
trying
the dog
to improve
owner,
Bay Ridge.
I was going to say, that would be terrible.
And he was also in what band?
Indecision and Most Precious Blood.
Right.
Most Precious Blood all over your dog.
Yeah, right.
Oh, come on.
I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Of course it's not a good thing.
So know that that's like the limit. 10 blocks, Bopko would be able to run back home. Any further than that, Rob, and she might not know where to go.
Well, we don't know that. That's just where the house was. And she's very resourceful. Bopko's a survivor. She survived 2 days out in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
As a little baby.
As a little baby, and she had just gotten spayed. Ugh, I think about it and I get so bummed.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
She was probably still like stoned off the spayed.
That probably helped.
Yeah.
I wonder if
although I guess it was a few days after, but a few days after I got her.
Did you ever ask her where she was the whole time? I had you thinking for a second.
I didn't think to do that.
I know
where she was. I know where she was.
You know, the whole time?
Yeah, but she could have been. You were where she was found.
Yeah.
You don't know where she was the whole 2 days.
I imagine she was just there. She was just
where was it?
Behind
again?
A bush, like a few avenues away.
The bush.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing Bush ever did that was good. Protect Bopka.
His artwork is also not bad. That portrait of Bopka that he did.
Oh, there is one actual, unironically, one good thing that Bush, George W. Bush did. I'm not joking.
I thought you meant Bush the band.
Yeah, well, no, they never did anything.
Greedy Fly's not a big song.
This is not a joke. George W. Bush administration reduced the amount of daylight savings time.
Oh, that's right.
So that it starts earlier and ends.
It is pretty nice.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a bigger time of the year that it's daylight savings than it isn't, which means it gets dark later for more of the year,
exactly.
Which I'm all for. There is the weird, because it's a little earlier. It used to be like in mid-April or something like that. Because now it doesn't get bright until like 7:15.
I wake up in the dark.
It's a lot to do that, and it kind of encourages me to sleep in a little more.
There's also another weird thing about it is that it gets light as if it's spring while it's still freezing.
It's been pretty nice these last 2 days.
Right, this year it's a coincidence, but most of the time it's like still brick ass cold, and yet you get the visual that you're in the beginning of spring. So
I'm great. All for it.
We should be
in daylight savings time all year long.
Well, we should just have summer all year long, but I digress.
Soon enough,
the planet will heat up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to use my big winter coat once this winter.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, like I have like this warmer blanket that I never really needed previous summer. I mean, we don't have to talk about how.
But the problem is that in the summer it's going to be 135.
Yeah, that's
the problem.
Good for me. Let's close.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm at home with the air conditioner on regardless, so I won't know the difference.
Your skin will be like Leatherface, though, if you walk out in that with no clothes.
Noah's Israeli. She likes
that. Yeah, I feel like our skin can handle it. I feel like I have the Middle Eastern genes as well.
Okay.
Rob got a great tan from the Virgin Islands.
I really feel my Middle Eastern pride come out now that I'm more tan. It's like, oh, I see it.
Goodness. Mm-hmm.
Very hard for me to get tan. I get very red first, and then that goes away, and then I get tan after that. I have to go through one lobster period in the summer.
Sid, have you ever had a tan?
Sure. When I was younger, I'd go out. I'd go to the beach and stuff, go on vacations.
What happened?
I'd get burned like a motherfucker.
Oh, so it's like touching the hot stove. You won't do it again?
I don't. That's not the reason I won't. It's just the leaving the house in general.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I don't want to go out and have people look at me shirtless. And then I don't want to be the guy at the beach with a shirt on either.
Yeah.
There's just
no one's looking at you.
Okay. In my mind, everyone's looking.
And also,
I know it's not really true, but I feel like it is.
I know that feeling. But also, I mean, I think you'd be reassured by the fact that there's a billion people at the beach that look way worse than you do. They all walk around with Speedos.
I would just feel obligated to, like, shave my back. It's a whole thing. I wouldn't feel comfortable walking around shirtless.
Really?
My back is very hairy.
This is Sid's weak point right
now. We don't need to work on it.
That's fine.
He's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
You can train jiu-jitsu. It'll give you confidence.
What does that have to do with his back hair?
Is there a move where somebody pins me and plucks back hair off me?
Well, your shoulders will become broader and it'll look like less hair.
So it'll be the same amount of hair, but I'll just be thicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we could spread peanut butter on your back and let Babka. Like,
I'm good with that.
She can gnaw your hair out.
I haven't really treated Babka to too much peanut butter. Actually.
Oh, caviar. Sorry.
Downgrade.
Put it in your belly button and have her eat over there.
Speaking of fish butt.
She's big on cream cheese, actually. She likes chips.
Where do you put it?
Just on my finger. It's how I give her like worm repellent medication. Worms repellent or whatever. She doesn't get worms or ticks. I don't want her girl to have ticks. No tick pop cuts.
MTB.
Mm-hmm.
Deuterino wants to know if you can do the show shirtless for the rest of the remaining time.
Yeah, let's do it.
So how would he even know? I don't understand. Like,
we would know.
We would know, but
one of you would take a goddamn picture. That's why I won't do it.
How about you do it without your t-shirt, but you can wear your hoodie?
What's the point of that?
I don't know. You give us a little.
Then, like, my hoodie has hairs in it, so time I put it on
but
over
you
it,
wear the hoodie backwards, so your back is
there
exposed.
You go.
This is already too much.
So we don't see your front, just your back.
And I support you, and you're non-nakedness.
Maybe we do a Patreon episode where we're all shirtless.
I'm not going to be around for that one.
Well,
no
one
could
put
a bikini
wear,
top
on.
Yeah,
it'd
be the same thing.
Okay.
Pasties. It would have to be pasties.
I'm not going to. You know what? It sounds
like
a great idea.
Or strapless.
I don't,
like
a long time ago, we did a metal injection video on the balcony in the snow.
Oh.
We thought it would be fun to
wear
our bathing suits. And then, like, it was such a great idea. And then we got to the point where we had to, like, undress in front of each other and hang out in the cold in a bathing suit, and we're like, this is so uncomfortable.
So we thought this was a great idea until we actually had to start doing anything involved.
Yes.
This
yes.
Who was it? It was
this
you. It was Rob.
This
who else?
This would be a controlled environment. This would be the heat, in the snow.
Wasn't there also an episode where you, it wasn't real, but you like simulated flashing somebody? And so your back was to the camera and you were naked, like to the, your back was naked to the camera, but I think you were actually covering up.
I don't think her back was naked. She was wearing like a jacket and she opened her jacket.
Rob definitely will remember this.
I don't remember that.
Do you have the
MP4
queued up, Rob?
It was the boot camp episode, the fake Maury Povich episode.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
Really dumb.
I forgot about that one. What? That was so funny.
It was fun, but dumb. I didn't say it was bad. It was just, dumb.
I don't know. Oh, okay. Because to me, dumb is like bad.
Best thing about that was Anthony, our friend Anthony, like playing the like kid that goes to boot camp and comes back like disciplined. He was really funny.
Yeah.
We could post, we'll post it on the social media later this week. Because I do believe it's on YouTube.
Scan through it first. Make sure there's nothing problematic in there.
No, there's probably a ton of stuff. There's the N-word is in it.
Oh, dear God.
But it's Anthony, what? It's Anthony was playing kind of a hood character.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I want to give a shout out to all my N's in the...
Well, he might not want that being reposted then.
I guess we won't repost it.
It was, but it was innocuous, but I understand. But he's also a person of color. He's allowed to say it.
It's questionable.
Fair enough.
Rob, call him up right now and ask him how he feels about having said that on video.
No, I think it's
a contract if it's on air. If he says
that. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. He's like the most good-natured.
Yeah, but he has a job. Like a works in the corporate world.
Fair enough.
He works for the NAACP.
213Y.Anthony, if you're listening, give us a call. I want to talk to you. Sometimes.
No.
What was that?
I said, how nice.
Yeah. Well, you know what else is nice? The new release from Igor. This month, Igor will release their new album, Spirituality and Distortion, via Metal Blade Records. Slamming together disparate musical styles ranging from death and black metal to breakcore, Balkan, Baroque, and classical music in a manner that is unconventional and unpredictable as it is thrilling, Igor are unlike any other act. I personally love Igor. It's some of the most unique music. It's you really can't describe it because it's such a molding, melding, meshing of different styles. Like, I mean, in a sense, kind of like Mr. Bungle or System of a Down, but not really like that. It's completely its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always impressed with what Igor puts out. You can purchase your copy of Spirituality and Distortion right now at metalblade.com/Igor. That's Igor, I-G-O-R-R-R, three R's. Igor.
I always feel it's a good endorsement of a band when you can't really describe what they're doing accurately, and you just have to listen to it.
It's very unique. It's very odd.
It's very rare these days, especially when every band could be described as like a combination of like this band and this other band.
Yeah. Well, there's we have 10,000 years of music. So.
Yeah.
We actually have a cool feature on the website on metalinjection.net about all the unique instruments that Igor uses to make
this.
It's
one guy.
It's primarily one guy, but yeah,
is his name Igor?
No.
Really?
What's the name of the project?
It's an homage to the Frankenstein's Igor.
Is it?
I don't just go with it.
All right, cool.
I thought it was Igor.
Igor.
Let's just do this for another hour.
Let's roll our R's. I did want to talk about the coronavirus.
Go ahead.
I did a corona OD today.
Oh, yeah?
You have coronavirus?
No, I read too much.
Oh, information. Okay.
Well, maybe you could give us some tips here, but essentially a lot of, like, coronavirus is not going away, and there's more cases of it.
You love it when a virus, you can't just describe it so easily. It's like H1N1 and bird flu combined. You can't just say that about this.
Viral.
Like
it's gone viral.
Oh, we've had 10,000 years of viruses.
I actually saw, I forgot what that was like. It's gone viral like a YouTube video. Wait, what?
Dumbass.
No, it's the other way around. So
the interesting thing now is because it's spread to all these different states, that these public gatherings are either getting limited or shut down. Like a bunch of tours got canceled. For example, Slipknot and Trivium postponed their Asian tours. And here in the States, Pearl Jam canceled their tour. South by Southwest completely canceled, really because a lot of the panelists started pulling out and saying they don't want to travel, they don't want to be at a public event. Because I guess the way you can contract this, how can you contract coronavirus, Noah, since you read up all about it?
By touching a surface that somebody coughed on and then touching your nose or your mouth or your eyes.
It has to be the fluids that they expel enters your body somehow.
It could also be in the air.
Be in the air. You could be next to them, shake their hands, right?
Well, shaking their hand by itself doesn't do anything, but if you then insert your hand somewhere in an orifice.
You like scratch your mouth.
Like
your
if
nose.
You go to eat ribs and then you're licking your fingers after the ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Rob.
So this could, I mean, like, if more bands start canceling tours, this could really have a ripple effect on the music business and a lot of stuff. You know, there's no tours. Not only do the bands not get paid, all the workers at those venues lose out on,
work.
You know, days of work. And there's like, on our end, we might lose out on some advertising. I don't want that to happen. But I mean, there's
got to fund those Virgin Islands trips there.
That's right.
Oh, you have to pay for Bobka's food.
And pot. But no, it's kind of scary how it's like only getting worse. And I feel like, not to get too political, but our government is not in a position to make people feel safe and like comfortable about it.
That's why we have to elect Joe Biden, Rob. Feels that we have a stable leader who's returning us to normalcy.
So yeah, it's just been weird. Like, when is this? I feel like it's just not gonna. It's not just gonna go away one day. You know, like how
when they develop a vaccine,
and that takes like a year.
Yeah, a few people are gonna die. What are you gonna do?
A few people already died. A few thousand.
A lot of old people are gonna die.
How many? How many people have died in the U.S. so far?
A few hundred.
Okay, I thought it didn't even crack 100 yet.
No, it definitely did.
It's
definitely
like 100
I think,
something.
I think there was, there was like 50 in California already, in California.
What's the Trump count? Because he claims it's
much nuts. It's over.
No one's died. Nobody's even got a runny nose.
Well, the funny part is there was a big conservative convention a few days ago, last week, and somebody who attended the convention has been diagnosed with coronavirus, and this guy, like, shook hands with Ted Cruz, so now Ted Cruz is in self-imposed. What is it? A quarantine.
Self-quarantine.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It's hilarious that Ted Cruz might die.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but also that he's just in self-imposed quarantine. Like, what that fucking means? You know, like
that. No one can interact with him. What
like it's a big change from.
Correct you, Rob.
Oh, okay.
It's 27 deaths and over 700 cases in the U.S.
Yeah, it wasn't that many.
Oh, yeah. Only 27 deaths. I feel now we've reached the point where there's the coronavirus pushback. Like, because it's like, for the media,
that's what the pushback is. Just people saying, no,
you know.
That's what it sounds like when you have coronavirus. That's you hacking up phlegm.
People just not buying it. Like, it's fine. Well, I do think there is a bit of an overreaction because with the media, they love this shit because they need something to scare people about.
It's the medical equivalent of summer tropical storms. Or snow blizzards, how they on the Weather Channel.
Right.
They think every single storm is going to knock out electrical lines and shit.
So now,
I'm sorry, just quickly. It's important to be aware of this shit. Like, we shouldn't ignore it either.
You shouldn't completely dismiss it.
Right. But they're overreacting badly.
I feel everyone is kind of overreacting.
Yeah, I saw on the way here, I saw people just with, there's always, for some reason, there's always Chinese people and other Asian people with masks all the time. Like, forget about coronavirus.
Well, the way I've understood it is, like, there's cases where those people themselves are a little under the weather, so they're trying to be respectful.
Wasn't criticizing them, but I'm saying you always see that.
You do see that.
It's an observation.
That's the only purpose for that mask, is if you're sick.
Well,
no, you can. It also prevents you from taking in things that are airborne.
If you don't want to smell Bobka's fish butt, if you see Rob coming, and you're like, I'm going to put this mask on.
Is there like Febreze on the inside of that? Like, how do you not smell the fish butt?
It's better than not having anything covering
your chloroform.
But I saw
ether in there.
The United Colors of Benetton today were wearing those masks. And actually,
I've seen a lot of white people.
No, I'm saying like every race, not just Asian people.
Oh.
But also, more than a few were wearing them incorrectly. They were wearing them on their mouth only and like not on their nose.
Oh, God.
Like, what's the point? You're kind of defeating the purpose.
Just to make themselves feel better about it.
I guess, yeah, that has to be it.
Oh, Rob.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here, Rob.
Okay, first Darren coughs, now Rob is coughing.
I was just clearing my throat. I'm not coughing. It's just from the...
That sounded like a cough, then.
Yeah, looked like a cough, sounded like a cough.
It is a cough.
He tucked his mouth into his hoodie there.
Yeah. I coughed to my lip.
I went to a pharmacy. Well, first I went to Rite Aid to look for rubbing alcohol, but it wasn't...
Oh, yeah, everyone's, like, stocking up on toilet paper and, like relax,
yeah,
everyone.
Rite Aid,
I do that anyway.
It looked like
exactly.
It was ambushed.
Like, I'm fine.
Right? It looked like it was like ambushed and
yeah.
I forget the ransacked. And then so there was no rubbing alcohol. Then we went to like a small pharmacy, like a mom and pop one. And we found the iodine. Huh?
Was it marked up? Was it like $7?
Well, there was nothing. So then we went and we asked, you know, if they carry it, and the lady's like, good luck finding it. All the warehouses are out of it.
Of rubbing alcohol?
Of rubbing alcohol. You're not going to find it for a while.
What did you need it for so badly? You shooting up?
No.
You junkie now?
To clean something for camping.
The rubbing alcohol actually was not. It was James Hetfield who was on a tour of New York, and he was out of booze.
So
he just started buying up all the rubbing alcohol.
All right.
We won't tell him he said that.
To clean bongs, rubbing alcohol and like sea salt.
Yeah.
Even your bong cleaning has to be artisanal?
You need the thicker salt pieces.
Salt.
The Himalayan salt. You need the thicker salt to like break up the resin. It helps break up the resin.
How did people smoke bongs before Himalayan salt was a known thing? They somehow got it done.
Well, you could run it underwater. It just takes a little longer.
Oh, it takes a little longer.
Well, and it's a better clean.
You
can
use a Brillo pad.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't understand. You're mocking me for having a clean bong?
You said your exact words were, you need Himalayan sea salt. You need it.
Not that
it takes 8 seconds.
No, you can't use regular sea salt. It wouldn't do the job. You need the thicker chunks of salt.
Just water.
Who is the person who tried every kind of sea salt on his bong before?
India. No, I'm gonna cross that off.
I'll tell you.
Himalayas.
I would buy 420 cleaner, which is a thing. It's like a brand.
Top of Mount Everest.
But then I read the reviews that it was like, oh, they don't give out their formula, but pretty sure it's just rubbing alcohol, sea salt, and food coloring.
Okay.
So it was just like, oh, so why am I overspending? I could just buy the ingredients and do it that way. So
I don't mean to mock you. It just seems like
a
bit of little.
Oh,
little,
being cleanly?
No,
mockable.
Not to know. Clean bong is good. It's a little pretentious.
Do you clean
why
bong
is it pretentious?
Fish with that same solution?
All right, never mind. I'm sorry.
Area code 408. How do you clean your bong?
Didn't mean to hurt you.
I use vodka.
Bobka?
Vodka?
Do you put your bong in front of Bobka, sir?
Vodka. No.
Vodka.
Okay. Who is it?
Hey.
What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Eduardo from San Jose. I called in.
Oh,
Eduardo.
Man,
are
you safe from Corona? Can you mark yourself safe from Corona?
Seeing as there was one patient in my county, I still think I'm pretty safe.
I think you're fine.
Good.
So you called in a few weeks ago saying that you listen at work, right? And that you always want to chime in or something like that, right?
Exactly. I was actually I was listening to an old episode again today. I forgot which one it was. There's a really good one. You guys were talking about the DIY punk venue that you guys used to have. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Was it when Jay Miller sat in on the show?
Yeah, pretty sure. I forgot his name.
A few months ago.
That was a cool one. But in that episode, Sid, you became my favorite for the reason that, so about a couple years ago when I broke up with my girlfriend, I completely stopped shaving my pubes, like, and I went for like a year or so, and my friends hated it, and they thought it was really bad. So when I heard you say 15 years, man, I was like, shit,
wait,
I want to be just like you.
Wait. You stopped shaving your pubes for a year and your friends hated it?
Hold on. How are your friends? That's my question.
Yeah,
you getting,
you know, I would,
yeah, Tuesday.
Or like, maybe they're stick hands.
Yeah, like how long are your pubes? He was wearing John Stockton shorts.
yeah, the difference, you had said that yours stopped growing. Mine didn't stop growing, so they just kept going. And then I would just bust into my friend's room and kind of pull down my pants to show them and stuff. That was funny.
You were busting in your friend's room, did you say?
He busted in.
I was just busting in that room. Oh, my God. So, let's recap this. So you pulled your pants down in your friend's room, you're saying?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time?
Just to show
them, because
they hated it. They thought it was so gross that I didn't shave for, like, a year. And I thought it was super hilarious.
So they were just
and like I took care of them, you know. I put conditioner and everything. I did everything you guys were talking about.
So they were
get it braided.
So they were They were used to seeing you with your peen out normally with regular pubes, and then suddenly you show up. With your ZZ Top pubes hanging down. Did it obscure Were they longer than your peen? Your pubes? Is it like a you have to dig through the forest, take a piss?
They got there at one point. I have a girlfriend now, so I had to do some maintenance.
I was gonna say, it just psychologically, I would maintain it just
like the Anthropophagus man, right?
Stay away from the open flame, by the way. Yeah. So now, I almost don't want to ask the question, but I'm curious. Now, is it like, are the pubes curly? Were they straight? How did they grow out? Was it like a fro? Yeah.
Oh, man. They were completely straight. Like, there was no curl whatsoever. It was just straight. So I took pride in them. You know, I took care of them. I combed them out every so often.
So now, I was going to say, now if you're conditioning them, it's probably you're getting some decent volume on your fucking view.
I was trying to show it off.
Working going.
Yeah, I took care of them. And then when I heard Sid talking about that, I was like, man, finally somebody understands what I mean, you know? Thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, fair.
I'm still going. Keep it alive.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I had another thing, too. I had a question. I kind of tuned in late just now. You guys were already talking about it, but I was going to ask you guys how the madness is in New York with this coronavirus.
It's not that mad, actually. It just seems like people overreacting to it. Like, we were talking about a lot of people walking around with masks.
Supermarkets are understocked. That's the only thing. The only difference I've noticed. But I was still able to get everything I needed. Just, I might have not been able to get the brand that I wanted. I feel like that, like, we're very spoiled in New York in that there is a lot of stock of shit. You know, there's some areas where there's one supermarket, there's one Target, there's one Kmart, and then if they're out, you're fucked. But, like, I feel here, there's two markets, like, within three blocks, you know, so.
And every now and then, when there's a blizzard or something, you know, people will freak out and buy up all the eggs and milk and stuff. And then you get there and there's, like, you know, one shitty container of eggs or something, but it doesn't happen very much.
But in a few days it'll.
That's the thing. But when is this gonna stop? It's not. No improvement.
I think in a few days, or maybe in a week, we're all gonna know someone with coronavirus.
I don't know about that.
Of all of us, you're the most likely to get it because
I commute to work.
Statistically, you commute to work. You work in Midtown, one of the busiest. But you commute in a. You work in a building. A lot of in and out.
Those
elevators. The bathrooms. What's going on? How often are you washing your hands?
All the time.
Can you get it from in and out?
we got no toilet paper over here. Everybody bought out of the toilet paper.
What are you using instead?
Yeah, because everybody's trying to lock themselves in their house, and so Yeah, everybody bought all the toilet paper. I was lucky enough that I bought a bunch before this whole thing started.
You don't want to run
out. Yeah, it's insane.
Keep some leaves in a drawer somewhere. Yeah. Awesome. Well, all right, Eduardo. Thank you so much for your call and listening and sharing about your pubes. And I want to congratulate you for motivating you to keep it in check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going to get him in trouble. Don't ask that.
He doesn't have to answer. It's his choice.
What was the question?
How's your girlfriend's pube situation compared to yours?
All right.
Completely clean. So that's kind of why I've had to compensate. Or, I mean, do the same thing.
Fair.
Yeah. Well, I do want to say on Amazon, most
pubes?
Toilet paper is sold out. Pubes, nothing about pubes. All right, Eduardo, we're going to let you go. Thanks so much for your call.
All right,
thanks,
thanks,
as always, for listening.
Yeah, thanks
for
talking.
Keep you on hold. Keep you on hold so you can keep listening. Gentlemen, trim your pubes. That's my piece of advice.
And then send them to Rob.
No, I don't need it. What if they don't? What if they like having long pubes? Trim. Well, keep it in shape. Keep it. It makes you feel better about yourself.
What if the shape you like is a blob?
Is that how you like it, Sid?
Sure.
I think Sid likes it however it came out that day.
As for sure.
Another added benefit when you trim, it's like it gives your peen like a visual lift. Like,
does it?
Looks a little bigger.
I mean, if you need that, then sure, go for it.
Even if you don't, it still works. It still happens. It's a natural
whatever
benefit.
You need to tell yourself. Go for it.
I'm just trying
life.
To help everyone else out. 213 Wide Nut, that's the number. 213-943-3688. And I said this a few weeks ago, you know, while we're on the topic of politics, I want to rein it in.
We're talking about pubic hair. What?
Pubic hair. We're talking about the coronavirus.
He thought you meant the pubic.
Oh, God.
And then the public. But it's pubes. Sorry.
Well, I want to talk about. So there's this Danzig interview from 2017. And I don't know. I feel like.
Got some Rex Tillerson takes. It's going to hit us with.
I almost forgot who that guy was, Rex Tillerson, our former Secretary of State. Evil person.
Do you miss him a little bit? He's a little roly-poly, looks like a little teddy bear.
No.
A little chubby grandpa. No. Cuddly Rex Tillerson.
Well, so this was in 2017, and it was right around the time of the Trump travel ban.
You just kick your dog? What are you doing? Jesus Christ.
He's very mad about Rex Tillerson.
Yeah. Don't take it out on Babka.
Oh, Bob, I'm sorry. He's very political.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
On your anniversary. Robin's really traumatized right now.
Give her a whole other reason to run away from you.
This is the anniversary or it's like close to
more
it?
Fish butt juice. That's what just happened.
No, it is the anniversary.
And she's sitting right on my toe.
Every 2 years, Bobka, you're going to get a swift kick in the ribs.
No, stop.
Jesus Christ.
Poor little thing.
Did you kick her or step on her?
She can understand.
Okay, James, stretching my leg.
Yeah, right.
I am strongly against your actions, Rob. Not Fucked good to up. Kick dogs. How dare you? You know I like lamb goat better for a reason.
Yeah, kick lambs.
Lamb kicking is fine. I don't own any lambs, so I have no personal vested interest.
He doesn't have a lamb farm?
Oh, yeah,
some
right.
Alpacas.
Forgot I bought that
something.
Bullshit. Fucking Dave Ellison suggesting all these fucking get-rich-quick schemes.
Yeah, he's got to diversify his investments.
Piece of shit. Jerk. Anyway.
Anyway.
Well, I want to talk about Danzig. So he was asked about Trump's travel ban.
Okay.
And he clarified. It's not really a travel ban.
Wait, this is for coronavirus or for immigration?
No, this was a few years ago. They not Muslim travel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not really a travel ban. Danzig says, when you walk into the country, we want to see who you are and what you're doing.
Who you are. He, you know, well, Danzig is against anyone traveling anywhere because he believes you should stay in your house and move bricks around. He doesn't like anyone travel.
You can travel to pick up new cat litter. That's about
right.
It. So then you got to come right back.
There's a radius.
Yeah.
That's within Trump's travel ban. Yeah. You can go to the store and get cat food.
Well, he goes, well, when I go to every country right now, they look at me and they see whether I can come in or not. And I've been turned away from Canada and other places before. Where's my protest?
Because he has
my parade?
Because he has a rap sheet. That's why.
Yeah.
Beats up security.
Also, he's bringing in merch without declaring it. That's probably why they turned away in Canada.
He got the best cat food in Canada.
Yeah!
They have national cat food up there.
It'd be great.
But you know what? It's not all bad, thankfully. He goes, I might be conservative on some issues, but on some issues, I'm really liberal.
Oh,
he goes, I'm pro-abortion and I'm pro-Planned Parenthood.
I wish his mother was pro-abortion.
But,
fish butt.
But I don't think Planned Parenthood should be selling baby parts like a chop shop in Brooklyn, okay?
Yeah, really?
Did he really say chop shop in Brooklyn?
Did he say chop shop?
Why is Brooklyn get
started?
And also,
like,
where
are
these
baby
parts?
Salad,
baby parts like a chop shop in Brooklyn! Baby parts! It's just a baby part some more!
Noah, can you pick up my dog and coddle her?
She will hate me if I try to pick her up right now.
She's fine.
She's fine. I'm
Why don't you
her.
Focus on the show, Rob? Instead of focusing on tormenting your poor dog.
Yeah.
Kicking her and...
All right, stop. Stop. You're hurting his... Stop. He needs to be on for the show.
Are his feelings as hurt as her rib cage? I was
going to say, who's the real victim here?
No, she's overdramatic.
Don't say that. Again, now you're insulting Babka?
I didn't hit her that high.
Oh my
Not as
goodness.
Hard as usual? Is that
he
where you're playing?
He just moved his foot and she got startled.
Yeah, that's
her.
I heard a thump. I'm just saying.
Oh,
for all the animal activists who are listening, Darren is doing a bit.
I am not. I did hear a thump. May
the
not
lead
have been
singer
a
singer of Earth Crisis is on his way as we speak. He's going to rescue Bob.
Oh,
no. That's it. Animal liberation coming up.
So, in personal news.
Yes.
Personal?
Doctors warned that putting potatoes up your butt won't cure hemorrhoids.
Oh, no.
Is that something somebody thought?
I just wanted to put that out there for any personal.
You said, personal, like we talked about this. The first thing I thought of was that Trevor talking about the potato gun.
Yeah.
Right. Don't shoot potato guns up your butthole.
Well, when you said personal, I thought you were getting personal and telling us that that's what you were.
About your person. Man, imagine the guy that has been putting like potatoes up his ass for like 20 years, and he's like, "This is not enough anymore. Like, I need a propulsion. I need something propelling the potato."
Well, this is
ass.
Weird. So the article reads: potatoes only belong in one human hole. Doctors are starting to get very.
Wait, which one?
Yeah, those leave it hanging. Sense here.
The ear. Is the ear?
Doctors are starting to get very concerned about people who subscribe to a dangerous home remedy touted on numerous websites, which involves inserting a potato into the rectum.
I heard that was the newest daggering trend.
Incredible. The salad shooter potato right in here.
No!
Put a potato in your butthole.
I have to tell you, oh my God.
Put a potato in your butthole.
I just got it out of my head.
Well, now it's back in, motherfucker.
It'd be like a woodpecker all week. Got to die, okay, stop. Got to die, okay, stop. Got to die, okay, stop. Like over and over.
You did.
I did
do
it to myself, but I did it for the show.
Worth it.
Credible medical professionals are emphasizing this will not help with hemorrhoids. Quote, there is no medical evidence that putting frozen potatoes inside the anus
Who said frozen?
Can help cure hemorrhoids. So I would urge caution to anyone thinking of doing it, says Dr. Diana Gall.
What?
Noting those suffering from the condition can attempt to treat it at home in a number of ways, but sticking frozen spuds up their butt is not one of them.
Okay, well, probably the thought behind it is that it's cold and soothing, doesn't melt.
So it's more pain relief than curing
yeah.
the hemorrhoid.
Well, these doctors saying
then you should get rid of hemorrhoids the traditional way. I say, I heard on Fox News, put a potato up your ass. Works. Yeah. So good. So good. It's great. Hear it all the time.
It's beautiful. It's perfect.
Perfect.
Like
sad,
that letter.
Sad. Perfect. People don't stick potatoes up their ass. Sad. Losers.
Express your anal glands.
Express your anal glands. Don't drag them over broken glass. Won't go that far.
less good, but
wait,
actually very bad news. Multiple babies have been not infected with potatoes up the butt.
They're
but,
daggering.
Yet.
But herpes, they've been infected with herpes.
Oh, again?
Herpes.
Wow, you told, oh, hold on. So we're not going to talk about things we stuck up our butts? I know.
What? What have you stuck up your butt?
What
well,
has
it? Never mind.
Any potatoes?
Any potatoes? No potatoes?
I would never put a potato
yeah,
in my butt.
French fries?
You do it.
That's a drop, by the way. We'll just take out the off. Never.
I would put a potato up my butt. Now I said it. But that's okay.
Fingerling?
Never put anything weird in
not
there.
Even like a French fry? Yeah.
I'd be too scared because I feel like the butt could also have a suction in as a, and also out, so I'd be afraid that it would just
you
suck
just
something
fart
in there.
It out.
Yeah, it would go.
Just one little shoestring.
That's not how it works, Sid. Have you ever had something up your butt?
Yeah, a turd. And then it comes out.
Yeah, but sometimes it goes back in.
But then eventually it comes in. It's not like I still have a turd from 1987 hanging
there
out
forever.
There.
Well, I don't want, like, a toy car in my butt.
Wait, okay. You just said a French fry. How do we get to a toy car?
From you put Jackass. A toy car in your butt?
Some
movie
no,
Jackass.
Didn't.
Yeah.
What? All right. So what have you had up your butt? Let's do that. Besides the obvious.
Just the obvious.
Okay. So really? So never, like, an item?
No.
No vegetables?
No vegetables. I would be too scared.
Dildo, French tickler, sorry. Benoit balls, nothing?
Be too scared that the Benoit balls would get sucked in and stuck
but
in there.
Don't they have like a little handle? Like a little
you
ring?
Just rip off.
Ring
anal point. Glands are like the butt, the rectum is really, really strong. I'd be too scared that
anal
it would hold it in.
Anal dentata she would have. Just chew off the...
Ever have an onion ring in your O-ring?
Funyun?
So
Funyun.
Stiff enough, I feel.
Jambalaya rice? Trying to think of what sides besides french fries.
Broccoli Rob.
Broccoli Rob. Leave me out of this.
Oh.
Broccoli Rob.
But this reminds me of the movie Swallow that I was talking to you guys
yeah.
before
yeah,
the show.
What is this movie Swallow?
So it's a new movie that's out on video on demand or at an IFC theater. And it's about, I forget the name of the condition, but about a girl that eats random objects. Like she's just obsessed with eating like thumbtacks and glass.
I've seen this Maury episode, these women that eat toilet paper. It's disgusting.
Oh,
yeah. They always, well, it's an exploitative show, so they bring the fragile women on there. But yeah, it's like a.
Well, if you're eating thumbtacks, you're not that fragile.
Some kind of mania. It's like they have to eat. They're on Dr. Phil.
Is it Hulkamania?
More than Maury.
That's only eating chicken parm
Let's
sandwiches.
Pika. Pika is an eating
oh,
disorder.
Oh, yeah, cats have this also. Pika, yeah.
Oh, pika, sorry. Is an eating disorder that involves eating items that are not typically thought of as food and that do not contain significant nutritional value, such as hair, dirt, paint chips. So, in
so
the.
Is this a documentary you're talking
no,
about?
No, it's a scary it's movie. It's like a horror movie.
Okay.
But in the trailer, there's a part where they're showing that they're doing surgery, like they're like surgically removing glass, and it's. Mm. Clearly coming out of her rectum.
Oh.
Lovely. So it's like the beginning of Uncut Gems. It starts with a colonoscopy.
But not as fun.
Oh.
It's supposed to make you cringe.
It wasn't a fun colonoscopy. It was a gross one.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see that this weekend.
Yeah, that.
Nice light fare for the weekend.
Viewing.
Nice
weather out. Watching.
Is it like a CG butthole or is it an actual butthole?
Come to CG butthole. Come to CG butthole.
I'll have to let you know.
Yeah. Butthole double.
Come to butthole double.
I mean,
probably a tire in her ding dong.
I do hear ding dong now that you pointed it out.
I can't. I don't hear ding dong at all.
Yeah, I guess I could sort of hear it.
If you make yourself hear it, you can hear
yeah.
it. Best service, best prize. Thank you.
Don't do the X.
You're right.
You can do it if you can do it.
Yeah. Whatever accent that was. I don't know.
It's not because you're white. It's because it doesn't sound like.
But so we've joked about this before, and it's happened again.
What?
Babies infected with herpes from circumcisions.
That's something we've joked about, by the way, if you're a new listener.
Yeah.
Yes. That wasn't a misspeak.
We keep it light.
We've talked about this before. So
there's
with the circumcision, there is a very outdated tradition. Mezitsa bepe.
Mezitsa bepe.
Bepe.
What does that mean, Noah?
Mezitsa is like suck with the mouth.
Oh, okay.
So it is a.
It's what Rob whispers in Noah's ear when she sleeps.
Oh.
Oh, like hypnotic suggestion.
Yes, it still hasn't worked. Keeps trying.
For 20 years, he's been saying Mezitsa bepe.
It's like I learned Hebrew for this woman. Still nothing.
Jeez.
Awkward. But this is a the ritual is a circumcision.
Just a bisnatch.
It's the circumcision practice in which a moyle, which would be a rabbi.
The moyle is the guy that deals with babies' penises. I can't believe
it's a baby penis rabbi. The moyle sucks the blood from a freshly snipped foreskin of a baby boy.
And I feel that...
And how dare they assume the gender of this baby?
He doesn't suck it from the foreskin that's been snipped, right? He sucks it from the penis that remains.
He sucks, he's sucking.
They bite this foreskin off the baby's penis. No. But I want to take a second. I know there's more to go through, Rob, but I feel like we said this last time. I have to say this time, too. This is not all Jews.
For anyone
who's very
not
small,
familiar with
Jews,
that's a good point.
We're not religious, but also even religious Jews,
most
in general,
Jews
do not
shun
this.
Yes.
This is a sect. This would be similar to, like, I would say the Westboro Baptist Church. They're the most insane, most offensive branch of Jews.
So it is considered a long discredited medical theory. Before the dawn of the common era.
Mm-hmm. Don't stop these motherfuckers.
So
what's the theory?
That you can get the baby's foreskin. I guess that's not discredited. That's correct. That you can get it off.
Their theory that it tastes
good? No, I think
like,
the theory is that this is the hygienic way to do it.
Oh,
yeah.
How? Like, as opposed to what? What was this? Like the evolution of.
Don't shoot the messenger.
What were we? How were we doing?
This is the first thing to be tied, and they're like, "What do you want from me?"
Find a street rat and have the rat gnaw at the foreskin.
So there's it deep links to a explainer that says to properly understand this issue, you have to understand that
you have to scoop your brain out with a fucking ice cream scoop
before the idea that disease is transmitted by contact with small organisms we can't see with our naked eyes. Germ theory did not exist. Instead, illness was thought to come from an imbalance of the body's four humors, bile, black bile, phlegm, and blood. This understanding of the human body and illness originated in ancient Greece, slipped out of fashion, and then was brought back by a famous ancient physician, Galen, who is considered the blah, 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 blah. So.
What does that mean in Hebrew?
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Noah? Okay.
It's just very wordy here. I don't know.
We have an email from the Jew rabbi that's in charge of this. You want me to read this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to read it in his voice just so it's not confusing. I have an announcement to make. We are stopping doing the mitzvah b'peh. Not because it's the herpes, but the coronavirus. We don't want to catch coronavirus from the baby penis.
You don't know where that baby's been.
We don't know where the baby's been. How did you know he was going to say that?
So the thing is, some of these rabbis have herpes.
Yes.
They don't get fucking tested.
So the herpes, fair. But you put a baby penis in your mouth, you never know where it's been. You don't know what you're going to get.
Well, the thing is, for a baby whose immune system is very weak, herpes is essentially a death sentence.
Oh,
six
really?
Babies have died.
Rob, how do you know that the baby did not give the herpes to the rabbi?
It's a fair question.
You don't baby know? Very could what? Be a very promiscuous baby.
Two of the six moyles who were infected who infected the babies were identified and ordered to stop performing the ritual. That means four of these boils are still out there giving babies herpes.
It's an outrage. I mean that the two were banned, not that the four are out there.
Yeah.
It's an outrage. Anyone would be banned for these dirty babies giving them the herpes.
Which amendment is this? They're denying some 69th Amendment rights.
69th?
Yeah, that's right. It's the nicest one.
That's my favorite.
It's religious freedom to bite baby dicks. Gimme, gimme.
Are you saying, Sid, that they these dirty Rebbies put the...
That's a great band. They opened for the Strokes.
The dirty
Rebbies.
Are you saying, Sid,
me first and the dirty Rebbies?
They put the babies in 69 position so that they're also...
Well, then they could just bite each other.
Right, the baby's performing the mitzvah b'peh on the rabbi, too.
That's not fun. Oh, I thought you meant the 69-2 babies.
Oh, no. I meant that they performed...
That would have to be a tall-ass baby to reach.
Well, listen. We look for the tallest ones. You don't always get the tallest ones.
The baby is 69ing with the Rebbe?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it sounded like.
And then what is the baby doing? The baby is also giving the Rebbe a bepeh?
We look for the bepeh babies, sons of NBA players, anyone really tall. So that we can 69 with the baby.
That's disgusting.
Rough. You probably were a tall baby.
Oh, yeah. How tall were you as a baby?
I don't know. I was circumcised by a moil. I believe I've talked about this.
I was not. I believe I've talked about it.
Yes. I have a bit of excess of foreskin on the bottom of my penis.
You want to find a new Rebbe to bite the rest of it off for
you? Yeah, he didn't bite hard enough.
Do you not want to remove it? Or?
No. Why would I want to? It's not.
Well, only because, not because you'd want to remove your foreskin, but the fact that it's like half done and not done. Like, that doesn't bother you?
No, it's fine.
Best of both worlds. Some days you're cut, some days you're uncut.
No, I'm visibly cut.
So it's on the underside.
It's on the underside, yes.
So it's like your dick has a double chin.
Sort of.
Like a goiter.
Or a rooster flap.
Yeah.
It's more, it's
a cock and a rooster.
Yeah, like it's not noticeable when hard. It's only noticeable really when I'm soft.
Okay.
Do you want me to show it? Do you want to see it?
You really
what
want
if you barge into the room
you
like say, that
you show
guy
us
does.
Your back? Yeah.
Do you want him to scare?
My
Bob's
pubes
are pretty
Bob can see them
manicured
already,
at the moment. So.
Yeah, what's manicured?
My pubes.
I think you said boobs.
My
really,
boobs are manicured? No, I don't.
You got a mani pubie?
I don't trim my chest. That's all natural. Sometimes I've been noticing hair is growing on my shoulders. I do sometimes.
Is that new?
Give that a little snip. It's getting thicker the older I get, I notice. I do feel maybe in the next 10 to 15 years I will develop a serious back hair pattern.
Oh. It could be that someone coroned on you on your shoulders on a train and then your hair fell out and landed on the patch.
Ay, 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 ay.
Ay, ay, ay. Sounds sexy. Let's get him in for a mitzvah. Oh, wait. He's 37? Forget it.
Oh, the Moyles. What will they think of next?
I thought you said there was a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old. They're 37. Forget it.
It confuses me that they haven't come up with a thing to do to little girls. Well, like, how do little Jewish girls skate on all
Jews,
that?
Jews don't, but lots of
well, yeah,
religions
but why,
do that.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why in the Jewish religion it's only the boys.
Sid, we got enough things we oppress the women with.
Yeah,
all right?
Fair. Yeah.
They make them get married at 12.
We bite
the
your dignity
men.
Away.
Yeah, there's plenty
right there.
Of oppression of women.
They make them shave their head and wear wigs.
Yeah, you can't show
you
your own hair off.
You're,
all the women are basically turned into like baby generating machines.
Yeah.
That's their whole purpose in life is just be pregnant and have like 20 inbred children.
Sid, you raised a good point. I don't know why we never thought of this. I'll bring it up at the next meeting.
Yeah, good. Let me report back. I'd like to workshop some.
Again, this is a very extreme set. I'm not saying all Orthodox Jewish.
But it should be.
Yeah.
No.
But you make sure to only buy babkas from the ones that do this. Because they make the best babkas.
They do make the best babkas.
damn it.
They spit the foreskin shrapnel.
That's not true.
The,
I've been to
into the
more.
Batter.
It's like Chick-fil-A. You got to, it's good enough that you put up with a little bigotry. That's all.
Maybe that's the secret ingredient.
With foreskin?
Baby
yeah. Wow. Jeez, how did they get
They mix it in the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So rich.
Listen, they control the women's sexual impulses just sociologically. Like, they just make them not enjoy anything. You know, they don't have to take the clit off.
They do it, yeah, mental clitorectomy.
They just make life so fucking miserable.
They don't shave their pubes for so long. They just,
Yay!
Just don't make it make yeah. sex pleasurable at all. For
they
the
make
women.
Life completely unpleasurable for everybody.
Yeah.
So, like, no one's enjoying sex even when they do
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't that most, like, extreme religion?
Yes.
Preach, sister!
Get rid of it.
Go off, queen.
I think now would be a good time to bring back an old favorite.
Hey!
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it!
Musica.
Yes.
Imagine if they played that before every procedure. Just to get the family hyped.
All right, so ready to go. Here, wait, we got a station break. We absolutely need a fucking stinger that says, it's birthday. Just like that. Zed.
It's Zed. There's no D. It's Zed is the, like, DJ guy.
Zed.
Sorry.
Well, we're going to do links from the Discord chat. Of course, you can join our Discord chat, and that shit's popping 24/7. Sid's always in there. Darren, I pop in. Noah pops in.
Barely.
No, it doesn't. But the three of us.
There's a bunch of different sub chats, you know, our general discussion, our episode discussion. We have a politics chat, a wrestling chat, gaming, music, and Thrash to Trash channel, which is where we're getting all
sports.
Of the and a sports channel, that's right. Where we're getting all the links from our Discord channel. You can join that up for free. And first, Douglas Levison recommends a band called The Manx. MAN.
Did we not do that already? That sounds familiar.
It does.
When did he post that?
He just posted at the end of you're right. So we're gonna kick it off
from December on.
We're gonna I'm sorry, Rob.
I was going to say the Mank is the next David Fincher movie. I'm not joking.
Oh, really? What's it about?
It's about the like the biopic. About the what's I can't think of the actual guy's name, but Mank is short for his name.
Mankiewicz.
Yeah, let me look it up.
Well, now we got El Juderino, Jude with Red Vox is the band. Let's try these guys. How's man Jude? The rules are we listen for a minute and we decide if we thrash or trash. That's about a minute.
Yeah. Who goes first?
I'll go first. I mean, it's okay. It's a little mellow. Kind of like something a little more upbeat with that kind of gothy vibe. A little more upbeat goth. That's what I like.
You don't like goth.
No, I like goth. I'll give it a mild thrash. Mm-hmm. I like. Darren, what you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's this drastic change from the stuff that we usually listen to on this segment.
Yeah.
Very clear, clean vocals, which you know that I like.
I don't know that is that really metal though. I mean,
yeah, I wouldn't say it is.
There's overdrive on the guitar.
It sounds more like
it's hard
pop radio rock ish, like maybe Imagine Dragons ish a little bit. But I definitely liked it. Liked it a lot. I thrash it.
Okay. Sit.
I'll give it like a 51% thrash, just cause, like, it didn't offend me.
Mm-hmm.
It just sort of happened. Which, I mean, the vocals weren't bad, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for it to kick in a little bit more and then never really did.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious to hear what, like, another song of theirs sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. 50, Red Vox, look them up.
Just based on this, I'd 51% thrash.
Sure. All right, I guess Sid now has coronavirus because you are sick. No, I'm just kidding.
Ah,
I was going to say out of your mind, but I should have referenced my dementia joke instead. Sorry.
We can edit this.
See,
yeah.
you really get the process.
No,
they both liked it more than I did. So am I sick for not liking it enough or too much?
Darren has corona from the beginning. Then Rob got it. Now you got it. And eventually I'll get it too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it at all.
Okay. Why?
At first I was kind of digging it. Like, I liked the, like, that, like, finger snapping melody. But then when the vocals kicked in, I just thought it was kind of mismatched. So I trash it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we don't have to send someone to sing. Hooray!
I mean, I thrash it.
No,
that's pandering. Never. We have good standards on this show.
Gotta earn it.
All right, then we got Spirit Crusher.
I want to say before you do that, I am very proud. I love being the fourth person who can give a prize, and I don't. That's my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
I will not do it just to do it. I mean, if I like it, I will be honest. But I love dashing those hopes.
Yep, same.
Bring it on.
All right. Next, we got Spirit Crusher recommending the GOAT, G-O-A-T, and your M-O-M, and your mom. The GOAT and your mom.
Okay. My mom's in a
G-O-A-T and M-O-M. Are like
what is the name of the song?
Can You Quack?
Rob's yawning.
Can you quack? Can you quack like a duck when you're stuck? Can you buzz like a horse when you're stuck? Can you take every inch of your foot? Can you get on my chest when you're stuck? Can you quack? Can you quack like a duck when you're stuck? Can you fall off my balls when
you're stuck? I'm going to use my one time here and say, can we let this play longer than a minute?
Hey, you quack. Hey, you quack like a dove when you're stuck. Well, you're a suck, you're a fuck, can't get it up for a you. Always suck, take it on the butt, smack your brown on the butt, son.
Okay. Darren, you go.
Okay. I'll go on a limb and say this is unequivocally the number one best thing we've ever played on this segment of this show. This is genius level music. When it first kicked in, before the lyrics even came on, this is very good, like lo-fi, you know, kind of sludgy sound that I like. And then he started saying, can you quack like a duck when you suck? And I lost it. By the way, I looked up the lyrics for this. Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you buck like a horse when we fuck? Can you take every inch off your butt? Can you shit on my chest for good luck? I mean, that's poetry.
Really?
That's
it
poetry.
Really is.
What else is
it's
there to say about
talent.
It? It's beautiful. Very well executed.
Perfect.
It's wonderful. 100% thrash.
Sid.
This is bittersweet for me. Because for the lyrics, I want to thrash it. but the music reminds me of every single Clutch song I've ever heard in my life, and I do not like Clutch, so for that reason I'm going to trash
too.
It. Yeah. Funny lyrics.
Spoiler. No.
I really like the raw production.
Mm-hmm.
I like the vocals. It made me think of Clutch as well for some reason. It was. It made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's silly. And I wanted to not like it, but it had a guitar solo, really great music. There's nothing to not like about it. So I thrash it.
Robert? It reminded me, it's like Primus meets Clutch.
I was
going
to say that.
I was waiting for you all to go so I could add that in. It definitely gave me a lot of Primus vibes and like the silly lyrics. I'm all about it. I give it a thrash.
All right, 3 out of 4. Twice. What's this band's deal? Like, where are they from? What are all their songs like this?
Darren, if you could look it up.
Well, I don't know how I can play. Can't really play all the songs, but I have a. Oh no, that's not the right thing. I thought I had a biography page, but I'll get back to you. Let me do some research here.
Moving right along, Duster Muffler Daddy. He has a band called Cheap Pop. I like the name of the band. The album is called In Gorilla. So these are all wrestling references.
Okay. And what are the song titles?
So the song titles are WrestleMania 3, Daniel Bryan Danielson. He is great. There is only one, parentheses, Undertaker. Then June 28, 1998. I'm guessing that's Hell in a Cell. JBL's Flask. O-Page. Great Romances in Federation History, Double Turn, and Faces Lament.
Okay.
Which song is it?
Let's do WrestleMania 3.
Opening track.
I hope he's playing Blair's. '90s retro pop punk sound, a la like Lookout Records. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my god! And the lyrics were good. It wasn't corny. It was nice.
Yeah, they
enjoyable.
Did a good job. I'll talk about that.
Triumphant sound.
Mm-hmm.
I thrash it.
The music was upbeat. I had a hard time understanding the lyrics. I feel like I'm not gonna listen to this. Unless
trash
Rob is playing
it. Do it.
So. You know, I like wrestling, but I trash it.
Nice. Brutal. I loved it. I was going into this, I was like, oh, boy. That was my internal.
I wasn't expecting the female vocal.
I was like, I'm always skeptical of wrestling gimmicks and music because it's just like, all right, you named it after a wrestling thing.
Mm-hmm.
But very clearly wrestling fans, and I feel like they did a great job of plugging in the references while still creating a cohesive pop punk song. So I will give it a full 100% thrash. I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have a couple of things to say about this. First thing is that I'm shocked that we had two things that I unapologetically loved both of them in a row. This is, would be the second one.
Yeah.
I'm not even like really a pop punk fan, but there's no denying like the energy of that song is great. And really, I'm a lyrics guy, and that is extremely well crafted lyrics. I was like jumping out of my chair wanting to sing the chorus when it came around. And I love WrestleMania 3. It's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, and there really were like 20 matches. So yeah. I think just the, it's very accurate. Like, oh, there's so many matches. As a kid, there I did feel like that. Like, oh, there's so many matches.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful song. Brought a tear to my eye. I want to now hear what the other songs are like, honestly.
Well, I'll play.
I thrash it.
I'll play the shortest one, which is June 28, 1998, which is Hell in a Cell.
That's something else to say too. I wait till it's done.
Falling from the chain. Falling from the chain.
I like this song better.
Falling from the chain.
I love this.
What's the band's name again?
Cheap Pop.
Oh, that's it? So what I wanted to say is that I associate like pop punk bands with that annoying nasal whine, you know, like Blink 182, whatever.
Yeah.
And I really just like the vocals here. Like,
yeah.
It's not detracting, like often, like the growls. It's the same as the growls, that nasally thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is just great. This is perfect, like pitch and everything. Excellent.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Like, are these people that are in like regular bands and this is like their side project for fun, or is this like
who likes the wrestling and makes a pop punk band?
Oh. They're from Portland. Was recorded in 2015. No, I don't recognize the names of the artists.
Well, you're not a pop punk fan, so you wouldn't.
Read them out.
It just looks like three people.
Are they currently active?
Let's see how their Instagram.
It's gonna be embarrassing, Rod. It's people you've met like 40 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no.
It's Jose Mangan's wife.
The Instagram hasn't been updated since October, so.
I love Jose Mangan.
I do love Jose Mangan. He's a wonderful person. I almost want to listen to the whole EP, but let's keep it moving. Good recommendation, Dusty Rose Muffler. Now we have Jew Barrington in the chat recommending Abbasi. A-B-A-A-S-Y. Abbasi. Looks like a death metal band.
Got Joe Biden disease.
Deathcore band. Hey!
You're full of shit.
You in 1 second, Vito 3, so just stick around. All right, what do we think of that?
Who's first again?
No, I believe it's your turn.
I don't know. It just, I like what the bass player was doing. Some of the vocals were kind of good, but it just sounded too like formulated, and I've heard this so many times already. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to trash it.
I 100% agree with Noah. This is
into your microphone.
I 100% agree with Noah. I feel like
wait. What's that last part again?
I unequivocally 100% agree with Noah Avior. Noah Avior was right. This is very derivative. It's like, especially like, you know, being the proprietor of metalinjection.net, there's so
the sole proprietor.
Co-proprietor.
Co-proprietor.
There's so many bands out. Like, I'm so tired of this. It's like, do something original, yeah, or do something unoriginal, just not this.
Rip off something different.
Rip off something different. Thank you. I'm just so bored with it. So while the musicians are very capable, vocals could be a little more good. Could have stood out. I just trash it.
Okay. They could have ripped off Cheap Pop. That would have been, you know, no one's doing that yet. Noah, I will unequivocally disagree with you. I think the vocals also suck. The music, I mean, are they competent musicians? Maybe, I guess, but that doesn't do anything for me. There's a lot of that out there. My question is, are you doing anything musically that interests me, even if it's not my cup of tea? Like I just said with the wrestling one, I'm not a punk fan, but if I hear something that's good, I know it's good. This is not good. Nothing good about it.
No bueno.
Even the lyrics that I could pick up in there, I was like, "Your body's decline." You were like, all right, yeah. Another fucking song about someone's decrepit body falling apart. Was it carcass or whatever? Give me a fucking like, no. Just be original. Do
I
want to
give
original.
You tons of credit for not making a Joe Biden joke right there.
Oh, I didn't. Well, that was
with
body
a decrepit
decline.
Body. Yes, it was right there for you, and you passed it up.
Yeah, I'm not in political mode right now. If it wasn't clear, I'm gonna trash.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Sydney.
I actually didn't hate the vocals, but the music was like so basic, and like if you're gonna do this style, there needs to be some kind of technical wizardry to make it stand out. And this was there was nothing.
No. Very
flat.
It
was just generic, like stock, like you've downloaded a program that does like metal songs and you just did like the template track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a trash. Sorry.
Unanimous trash.
I think what we've learned from this segment so far is if you want to win this game, don't submit metal.
Oh, it's like our podcast.
Yeah.
All right. That's what we've learned. Area code 803. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What up? Who this?
Hey, guys. This is Sam in Columbia.
What's up, Sam in Columbia? Columbia
hey.
What? Columbia, South Carolina. You went to the...
He's not in Medellin.
You went to the Mrs. Smith Kirk Hammett shred off, correct?
All right. How about that?
Yes, I did. Awesome. It was fucking amazing.
Go on.
Like I said last time, it was my first. Yeah, so first night, Saturday at the Art Bar, it was just Mrs. Smith there. And they had some technical difficulties. Apparently, sound check went through with no problems, and then when she got up there and started doing her thing, there was absolutely nothing. And so there's about 10 or 15 minutes of them trying to figure out what was wrong, and shout out to Wesley at the Art Bar for handling it like he did, just keeping a cool head. And I think what they ended up figuring out is one of the last cables that connected everything just went dead. It was working half an hour before, and...
Wow.
When she got up there, it just wasn't working anymore, but she played into it. Well, maybe she didn't play into it, but she said she saw somebody there and they had a Metallica mug, which inside had a Metallica koozie with a Metallica beer. And they were drinking that while over there fucking with the cables. And it would only be when she's in town in the same town as Kirk Hammett that this would happen. But
interesting.
They finally got everything hooked up. She put on a great show. I managed to get my cousin and his wife out there with me and mine. And he really, really enjoyed it as well. And then she did pictures with everybody after the show. Then Sunday night, go ahead.
I was going to ask how the shred off was.
So I tried to post a video of it in general, or at least a link to my video of it. I don't know if it ever made it through. But that was spectacular. Unfortunately, the stage is only like maybe 4, maybe 5 feet above the general standing area, and they didn't have any kind of video equipment to be able to see down. And there was a lot of bending over and a lot of down at the wah-wah pedals, them doing their thing. So unless you were right at the stage, you missed some of the action. But it was a lot of fun. And of course, she won. Kirk Hammett didn't stand a chance. And it was a great show. The wedding band, they did some Judas Priest, Ozzy.
So now the wedding band is Kirk Hammett's cover band. It's a side project cover band.
Yes.
So they just did a bunch of songs you might expect the band to do at a wedding, like classic Judas Priest, classic like 80s hard rock and metal, right?
You hear a lot of Judas Priest at weddings?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
I tell he's kidding.
Yeah. I guess when the weddings you go to are like people from metal sucks, then maybe.
Well, they did record the Tarantella that time, so.
I'd like to hear more about your cousin's wife. She sounds like an interesting lady.
My cousin's wife. She's a zoologist. She's very down to earth. I knew that was coming.
There wasn't any swinging going on afterwards, right?
Back
to the hotel room and you.
What, Mrs. Smith?
No.
You do the soundtrack.
Mrs. Smith is very demure.
What was Kirk Hammett like?
What did he think?
Who cares about him?
Wife?
Mrs. Smith.
Yep.
Very...
I mean, the only thing I know about the Metallica people are from, you know, what I hear from you guys, and I think he's the only one I haven't really heard shit on the show very much.
He's like a nice guy. I will say there were photos of this in this event, and he was doing it shirtless, I believe.
Kurt Hammett was?
No. That was the
backstage.
Yeah. He wore like a suit and had a cape on. It was very, a whole spectacle.
So is that what he does for the wedding band, or was that just for this?
I think everyone in the wedding band was kind of dressed like for a wedding, right?
I see. Okay.
Yeah. When they came out, everybody was in much nicer clothes. After the first break, they came out in T-shirts, pretty much.
Yeah.
So,
got tired.
Nobody's giving this kick. How long did they play covers for?
It was originally supposed to start at 8, I guess. I think they finally started playing around 8:30, maybe 8:40, and didn't stop till almost 11.
Yeah.
So I thought it was – I wasn't expecting a show that long, but I don't know what to expect. But it was definitely well worth the money. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. It was fantastic. It set a high bar.
I mean, Metallica, you know, what goes without saying, is an enormous – fucking band. He can really not do anything the rest of his life if he wanted to. This is a lot of effort, you know.
Yeah,
he just really loves doing it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
and you didn't have to do the wall. That's awesome, Sam. Thank you so much for calling and giving us a field report from the wall.
Problem.
What place did Mrs. Smith come in the wall?
She came in first. She won.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
What a good sport.
Yeah. He went around the but he got it. He went the circuitous route.
He made us work for it a little bit, but it made it all sweet. That's his cousin's wife.
It's actually also time. Say my way! For us to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And before we do. I want to mention, of course, you could get a little more show with our Patreon. For $5 a month, you get access to our bonus episode. This month's bonus episode, you get access to all of our previous bonus episodes as well. And this month,
is a roundtable discussion, a hilarious discussion, on the documentary I Am Thor about the 80s power metal band. It's great. We have a lot of cool back episodes as well. $5 a month. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Live. Guest for $10 a month, you can be a top livecast fan of the week. And that means at the end of every episode, we give you a little shout out. And Jaron, who are our top livecast fans of the week for the week of March 10th, 2020? Our top livecast fans of the week.
Had a little internet
for March 10th, 2020 would include Eric, as well as Rob Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin. Oh, did you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, go for it.
And we have Benjamin, El Duderino, Cynical Sid, Cynic Cynicism, Dan R., Cattle Decaf, the Mindy Mayer's Keeper, Croc Destroyer, Sam I Am, I Is, Florida Man, and Justin with an E.
Thank you to all of you, and thank you to all of our listeners, and all of our patrons, and all of our fans. Follow us on Twitter. MI Livecast is the handle. I'm Rob Injection.
I'm Noah Injection.
It is Bland Injection.
Darren is?
Darren Injection.
And you are looking fine. We'll see you next week.
You can see them?